From London, we present a thriller for radio by Barclay Mather, The Sand Leopard. Episode 6, The Leopard Crouches.
In saving Karyanidis' life, Straker has seen Casey shot. He joins with Karyanidis to avenge his friend, and also to get back his boat, the Peregrine, from Sergei and Pere. But they surprise him on the clifftop, and to escape, he leaps down the side of the cliff.
Look out, Straker! There's a cliff there! Come back! Dead! Sergei, don't let them fire at him!
La, Jose, la!
He's gone over the edge! I'm going down!
Be careful, sir. Be careful!
Dead!
Who's that?
Hello, Skipper Saab.
Who's that? Abdul. You son of a...
The gods hear you talking. They make plenty trouble. They let me bring food, water, that is all. No get, talk.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh, no good to do those things, Saab. Quiet, quiet. Yeah. Hey, don't come here. You don't get the water. You go and go die.
Get out. Yeah.
Saab, you've been plenty sick long time. You go over a cliff. Smash up like hell. We try to help. No good.
How long have I been here, Abdul?
Not long time, Saab.
How long?
7-8 days, Saab.
Oh. Yeah, I guess that's just a flicker of a mosquito's eyelash in the sight of Allah.
First 2-3 days, you go be hush, unconscious.
What?
Then you get boggled. Little bit mad, you know.
Yeah.
Now you're getting all right. But, Saab, you don't want let guards know you all right.
Oh? Why not?
Maybe they take you outside.
Huh?
Ask it plenty questions. Like Landau, Saab?
Landau? What are you talking about? Landau's dead. Karyanidis shot him just as the boat was coming out of the village.
Oh, no. Only little bit shot, Saab. The men on board fish him out of water, take it back to village, ask it plenty question down in courtyard. I don't see, but I hear plenty. Yeah. Maybe Landau Saab don't have proper answer.
Yeah.
Pretty soon he starts screaming. He scream for a long time. Then he stop, all quiet, finish, no?
Who did it?
These people, Saab. Sand leopard people. Oh, plenty tough, Saab. One time, I work up here diving. And no like.
Hey, where's Karyanidis?
Oh, when you go over a cliff, all shoutings, he run away pretty damn fast. Then run back to village, make it all friends again with Sand Leopard.
What is this place?
Tower, Saab. Make it like Calabur's prison.
Yeah.
Just up course, little way from village.
How did I get here, for Pete's sake?
Oh, you. Sand Leopard's men here. Boom, 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 on the cliff, find you, bring you here.
What about the others? Sergei and...
Perry, Miss Saab. Oh, dear, boat go away. In a boat.
My boat?
Yes, Saab, your boat.
I see. But what are you doing here, then?
Perry, Miss Saab, send me. Say, look after you.
She said...
I'm Muslim, same like Arabs. I work. I don't make it trouble.
I don't get it. Perry told you to... But... Did you want to come here?
This place, other place, all same like. Sergei Saab say, fix up to give me 1,000 rupees in Aden sometime.
Yeah, well, I hope you collect sometime.
Saab?
Nothing, skip it. Well, what do these guys intend to do with me?
Shh. I think God is coming back. Hey, go, Saab. Hey, come tomorrow.
Darling.
Hanna Jai. Here, somebody coming, Saab. I think it's Karyanidis. Yes, I go quick. No good for him to see me here.
Straker, you what? Get yourself into a little bit of grief, no?
No, I didn't get myself into anything except the day when I agreed to do business with you.
What's going on, Karyanides?
Well, the Sand Leopard's people picked you up at the bottom of the cliff. And if we do not use our heads, he is going to do some things to you what he already done to Landau.
What?
The late Landau.
Well, what for? What have I done to him?
Oh, you're nothing. Look, I guess it is time we all put the cards on the table.
Boy, you're telling me it is.
All right, like this. The Sand Leopard got something I want. I fixed that I do a deal with him because I can get my hands on something he wants. Yeah. That something is his nephew, Ali. A lot of guys down here don't like the leopard and want to put his nephew on the throne. See?
Go on.
All right. This nephew is in Beirut because he don't get healthy for him down here with the leopard. Yeah. Okay, I fix it with you in Marseille to get your port down to Suez. Yeah. Then Landau and me go to Beirut. To bring the nephew down on the quad.
Well, how are you going to do that if the nephew didn't want to come?
That is not here nor there. But if it makes you happy, that is why I had Landau.
What was the Sand Leopard going to do with him when he got him here?
What do I care what he do with him? Knock him off? Nail him to a tree? Maybe do a bit of sun gazing with him? What does it matter?
What does it matter? That's the sort of deal you dragged me into.
So, we dragged you into a deal. So what? You were going to get paid for it? Use your head. You still get paid. Act dumb and you finish decorating a date palm. With the women and kids laughing their heads off at you.
Yeah. Well, where does Sergei and the girl come into it?
They want to do a deal with the Sand Leopard too. The same deal. But they get to Beirut ahead of me and get the nephew. Then they get down to Suez and bribe Pete and Abdul to double-cross me.
I see. They've beaten you both ways.
Oh, no, my friend. They have not beaten me yet.
They haven't? How come?
Listen, the Sand Leopard, he got something, okay? So I offer him plenty money. Sergei offer him plenty money, too. The leopard, he loves money, but he likes to get his nephew even more. But now, my friend, there is a new bargaining ship down in the jackpot.
What's that?
The girl.
What?
Oh, sure. The leopard is old, but he got young ideas. He has seen the girl and he likes her.
Perry.
Okay. Sergei wouldn't do business with him on that basis. Oh, no, I can and I will.
Yeah. Yeah, I reckon you would at that. But you haven't got the girl, Karyanides. Comes to that, you haven't got the nephew either. You're a busted flush.
Not quite. They are coming back with the nephew. They didn't risk bringing him here the first time. He was too valuable. And now they have gone back to get him.
So?
So now I get the nephew. And the girl.
Oh, yeah? How?
Oh, they come into the harbor. Okay, I get a couple of boatloads of armed men from the leopard, and we get between them and the entrance. There is only them two aboard, and the nephew, who is so scared he does not count. That is it. We are holding all the aces. I do my deal with the leopard. We get out quick, but I need you to run the boat. What do you say?
You can keep your dirty deals to yourself, Karyanides. Look, all I want is to put these two behind bars.
Nah. Forget it. In the first place, Sergei's got enough dough to get him from behind any kind of bars. Big dough. Oil dough.
Oil? Where's the... What's the oil come into it?
That is the deal, you dumb cluck. They have struck it rich farther back in the leopard's territory. I represent an Eastern European concession cartel.
You what?
Sergei is working for a crowd further west. Or much further. How we get the concession does not interest the big boys. Once it is signed and delivered, it is big enough to become respectable. It always does when the derricks and drills move in. I give the Sand Leopard Ali and the girl and a pile of dough, and he give my cartel the oil.
Good. You told me it was a sunken Italian gold ship you were after.
You expect me to leave my business all over the Marseilles waterfront?
You mean there never was any Italian ship?
Ship? Of course there is no ship, but now I tell you the facts.
How do I know the facts? The whole thing's been nothing but a pack of lies. How do I know?
Simply because I got no reason to do anything else now. You either accept the proposition 100% or the palm tree?
No, it's just that little bit too dirty, Karyonides.
Oh, how naive can you get, Straker? Oh, dirty, but listen to me. Sergei is going to finish up in the sand anyhow, and the girl in the leopard's harem. Once the bloom is off her and the other women start putting the boot into her, she's going to find that jail was pie compared to it. So you get even with both of them. Stick around with me, and you get your boat back, and a bonus as well. No questions asked. If you don't, you finish up the same as Sergei, and Landau in the sand. Any percentage in that, my friend?
No. No, I suppose not. Well, looks like the old song. I don't have any option.
I am glad you think so.
Well, how about getting these chains knocked off me?
Sure, I can do that. But you've got to stick around with me the whole time, Straker. Funny people here.
You're very funny. I've been laughing my head off. Look, I want a bath and a shave, Karyonides, and a decent meal, and some clean clothes.
That will all be fixed. Yes, Karyonides?
Nam, yes, Idi.
Well, Ali,
we must bid you adieu. We sail in a few moments.
Is this wise, Mr. Sergei, this expedition of yours?
Not wise, but necessary. You will be quite safe here among all your friends.
Perhaps.
But all the people here support you. Look at them all down there at the mosque, coming to pray for their future leader and for the speedy end of the leopard's tyranny.
But look beyond the minaret to the country around, grim and desolate like my uncle and like the lives of many of the people who live there.
It will be up to you to put things right when you are on the throne.
When? I wonder.
Oh, come now, if our little subterfuge comes off...
Subterfuge. That has been my whole life, ever since I was smuggled out of this place as a small boy. Exile in Cairo. Beirut, England, never daring to eat until the food was tested for poison, having to pretend that I didn't speak English, that I was half idiot, trusting nobody.
Do you trust us?
At the risk of offense, no. Not entirely. You have been kind, courteous, and for that I am grateful. And of course I know the real reason for your mission, but...
But what, my friend?
I never wanted this throne. I just wish to lead my own life, to earn my living, incurring the enmity of none.
But these people need you. They suffer terribly.
These people? Do you think I don't know them? I may have lived away from them, but the instinct still remains I am one of them. I know just how they will react in any set of circumstances. Your plot to depose the leopard might succeed. And then they will hail me. I shall be the liberator, the shining figure with the sword. But it might not. Then they will sit and laugh as I die slowly in the sun.
Well, we've just got to see what happens, that's all.
What is written will happen, Mr. Sergei. That is the one truth that holds. Allah wa alam.
Yes, quite.
Sergei, shouldn't we be leaving?
Yes, my dear, I was just saying goodbye to Ali.
May Allah protect you, Miss Perry.
Oh, and you, Your Highness. With luck, it should soon be over. When do you think we'll reach the village, Sergei?
Just before midnight, if we don't run into any snags.
Well, this time at least we know where Straker is, the big lug. I hope he stays right there.
The antique chains the leopard uses will ensure that, my dear.
Well, I wouldn't bet on it. What that knucklehead lacks in brain power, he makes up for in brawn. He might have done a Samson on them and pulled the tower down on himself.
We can but hope. The gallant captain on the loose would complicate things badly for us.
For such a simple soul, the gallant captain is the best complicator I know.
Well, we must be charitable, my dear. He tries so hard and means so well.
And that's the most damning indictment I ever heard stuck on anybody. Oh, I hate him.
I sometimes wonder.
Well, quit wondering. I'm going to get the things ready to move.
Women.
A thing I approve of in your Western culture. You are burdened with only one at a time.
But believe me, my dear Ali, one at liberty can be more of a problem than 50 behind the harem wall. Well, goodbye, Ali.
Khair inshallah.
Thank you.
You are there, Straker?
Oh, hello, Karyanidis.
You get them clothes and razor and things I sent up? Oh, yeah. Yes, I see you did.
What's the time?
Oh, it's coming up to 10 o'clock. Dark night and no moon.
You see anything moving?
They are on their way up, all right.
How do you know that for certain?
Got some of these jaws strung out along the coast. They are in touch. Couple of flashes on an electric torch as she passes, and quick as wireless.
Okay, what's the plan, then?
As soon as we have eaten, we will get down to the beach. I have got a bunch of armed men standing by the boats. When she is anchored, we will snake around in the dark and rush her.
There's something I want to ask
you. Okay, Straker, no more questions.
One more question. This fella Abdul.
What about him?
I'd like to take him along. He'd be useful on the long haul back to Suez.
No dice, my friend. He might talk afterwards. I think maybe he get knocked off in the fight, too.
You can't. Yeah.
Yes, that is a good idea. Yeah. Convenient. Glad you reminded me. We take him along in the boats with us.
What's this?
Hello. They bring our grub. Oh, on your feet, Straker, quick.
What?
It is the sand leopard. Salam alaikum, your highness.
Wa alaikum salam. Ah, my good Karyanides. So this is the captain of the motor vessel, is it?
Yes, highness. Captain Straker. Say salam, Straker.
Salam.
The man who killed two of my desert patrol.
No, wait a minute. That wasn't me.
No.
No.
I am disappointed.
What?
I wished to thank you.
What?
The desert patrols are my ears and eyes in the desert. If they walk blindly into ambush, they deserve to die. Although I prefer not so quickly. So, and how goes our little reception committee, my good Karyanides?
Everything is easy to order, Hiders. We have just to wait now.
I do not like waiting.
We are doing our best, Highness.
I appreciate it, my good Karyanides. You did your best last time.
Yes, yes.
Without notable success.
That was not my fault.
Faults? Faults do not interest me, Karyanides. Only results. See that the results are fruitful this time.
Yes.
Or there may not be a next time. And now, do they look after you well, my simple people here?
Very well, Highness.
You have all you want for your comfort.
Oh, yes, everything.
Good, good. If you have cause for complaint, notify my guard commander. He knows what to do with incompetent servants. Uh-huh. We cannot have the fair name of our sacred hospitality smirched, can we? My good Karyanides.
No. Everything is fine, Highness.
I am glad. Well, now I leave you. I seek my rest. You will report to me personally when you have the booty safe on the beach.
I will, Highness.
Good night, my good Karyanides.
Good night, Highness.
Oh. So that was the sand leopard.
That was the sand leopard, Straker. Do not let that softly, softly voice of his kid you. Oh. He is the toughest thing I ever met, and I met plenty. They say that leopards, the sort with spots, are the cruelest of all animals. Boy, they are kittens compared with this one. He will pin a man to a great post or a palm tree by his ears and leave him there to die just for not bowing or salaaming quick enough when he go by. Sometimes not even that.
I don't know why the people stand for it.
Because they never knew anything else. Some of the younger ones been out in the world. They get a bit of education. They come back and say, this is not so good. But they do not last long. The wise ones stay outside to say it. They are the ones who want Ali to rule them.
Ali? Oh, that's this nephew that you are going to hand over to this yegg.
Yeah, but that is their affair. Me, I am like the leopard in this. Only results count, Straker. Only results. How you get them do not matter.
Who is this?
Hadutam, Yasidi.
More grub. Come on, let us get on with it. So, you see, he looks after you good, the sand leopard, when things are going his way.
Yeah.
There we are, Perry, my dear. See the light over our starboard bow?
I don't actually, but I'll take your word for it if you say there's one there. You've got eyes like a...
sand leopard?
Oh, don't talk about that monster, Sergei, please.
You'll be seeing him again shortly. You must learn to mask your dislike. He's a sensitive soul, they say.
Who says?
His court minstrel, for one. Charming little Arabic ballads, specially composed. His kindness, his delicacy, his love of beauty. I can believe the last. He looked upon you with the deepest admiration. He hinted that if I threw you into the bargain together with Ali, he would expedite the deal.
What?
Quite hurt when I regretfully declined. Told me that he didn't think Karyanides would object.
I wonder where he is.
Karyanides, a long distance from the leopard, if his instinct for self-preservation is still functioning. He was in grave disfavor.
Why? Worried about him?
Well, Karyanides? No. The Karyanides of this world make their own choices. That fool Straker is the only one I'm worried about.
But you're not fond of him, remember?
Oh, stop it, will you, Sergei? Well, what difference would it make if I were? You could see how he reacted to me, couldn't you? Like poison ivy, addict cyanide.
You could hardly blame the poor man, my dear. You didn't make it very easy for him, did you? You rather laid on all that nonsense about prison.
Well, I like that. You know why I did it. At the time, it was necessary. Part of the act. Meeting him again, I just wanted to see...
See what?
Whether time had done anything to him. Whether after these years, something might have survived of what we were to each other in Montreux. Whether... Sergei, one word, one gesture from him, I'd have told him the truth in spite of the need for secrecy, but there was no word, no sign. He just turned on me and called me a bitch. All right, that's the way he wanted it. I played it that way. I gave him the prison angle and watched him whiten and squirm.
Tell him the truth, Perry, when you meet again.
Oh, it's finished. It's finished, I tell you.
That's the little private hell of this job, my dear. The loneliest in the world. Never warned you of that when you joined
me. I'm not squawking.
You never have. But I still think...
Oh, forget it. Yes. Yes, I can see the light now.
Can you, my little Perry? Can you? I wonder. Right, I'm going to reduce speed. Go and wake the others, will you?
Okay.
Right, Straker. The Joes are getting excited. I think they see or hear something we do not.
Just a minute. Yeah, that's her, all right. A couple of miles off, running at half throttle, I should say.
Okay, let us get down to the water's edge. I got to see everything all right. Come, Straker. He's dark as hell. But that ought to be good. Hi, Habib.
Habib Brown with other boats, Sam. This is Abdul.
Oh, it's you, is it? Well, tell them people to keep it quiet.
Yes, Sam.
Shh.
Uskutu.
Uskutu. Uskutu, Abi. Okay, now, how many men we got?
Jobis, 24, Sam. 4 boats, 6 men each boat.
Right, we will get a 5th boat. The skipper here will be going that one. 2 men to row. Oh, Abdal, you shall come with us.
Me, Sab?
Well, yes, you. You heard me.
Look, I think we want somebody to superintend the launching quietly. These Arabs are too noisy. I think it might be a good idea for Abdul to stay on the beach.
You do you? Well, I do not. Don't let us start that argument again. Well, Abdul, you come with me.
Yes, Sab. I could tell men for other boat.
Into city.
Karyanides. Now, this is something that I am going to get straight with you, Karyanides.
We got plenty of time for that on the boat, Straker.
Oh, no, we haven't got time
all
for that
the
on the
time
boat.
In the world. Here on the beach, there is nothing to get straight.
Now, you look here.
Yeah. That Joe look after you when you were sick, so
that's
what?
That's right.
Look after yourself from now on, and you do not need him. I need no witnesses, my friend. Not one that talk little bit of English.
Wait a
and
minute.
Might go taking a trip down to Aden sometime.
Listen, Karyanides, don't push me.
There are her lights coming up to the entrance now.
He hasn't got much water over the bar now.
If he rips the bottle out of her, I ask the leopard to make it slow
hey.
For him as a special favor for me.
Sergei, pay off. Touch to starboard. Yeah, that's right. Now hold her as she goes. Slow ahead, Sergei. Slow ahead. Good. Good. Pointing straight for the entrance now.
Gently. Don't touch her on the rocks, Sergei. No, mustn't touch her on the rocks. Oh, lovely, Sergei. Lovely. End of the line, Sergei. End of the line.
What's that? Straker? What is that? What is he doing now?
Karyanides, he's beaten you again.
That was the sixth episode of The Sand Leopard, a serial in eight parts by Barclay Mather. The part of Geth Straker was played by Neil McCallum, Perry by Christine Finn, Karyanides by Andreas Malandrinos, Sergei by Malcolm Hayes, Pete by David Bauer, Abdul by Jeffrey Matthews, Ali by Tom Watson, and The Sand Leopard by Marne Maitland. Production for the BBC was by Robin Midgley.